Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
In the world of modern agriculture, one name stands out: Precision Planting. With a mission to empower farmers, Precision Planting has been at the forefront of innovation, transforming the way crops are planted. From their intuitive planter, seeder, and harvest monitoring tools to groundbreaking sprayer and fertilizer application technology, Precision Planting's smart solutions bring a new level of precision and efficiency to every pass you make in the field. But it's not just about technology, it's about helping farmers make practical and effective decisions when it comes to their operations. Imagine tapping into yields that could only be dreamt of and making them a reality using equipment you already own. Precision Planting is more than a technology company. It's your partner on your journey to higher yields and pursuing excellence. They've spent over 30 years bringing confidence to farms like yours. Join the ranks of farmers who trust Precision Planting to revolutionize their operation. To get started with your local Premier dealer, visit precisionplanting.com today.
Well, of course, we know that Oklahoma State University plays a critical role for OSU agronomy and their research station. Recently, our own Ron Hayes had the opportunity to visit with Jason Lusk, Dean of the Division of Agricultural and Natural Resources at OSU, about the research station's importance not only to OSU, but to the whole ag industry.
So these facilities out here are really the birthplace of new wheat varieties for the state of Oklahoma. So the varieties we produce here are grown on 70% of all wheat acres in Oklahoma and about 10% of wheat acres across the United States. And when you think about that impact, that means that the research that happens here really goes towards adding bushels in the field, dollars in farmers' pockets, and ultimately food in consumers' bellies all over the world. So it's an impactful program. Unfortunately, it's a program that's been relying on 1940s and 50s era infrastructure. And if we want to have the impact that we need to have in the future, it's time to make some upgrades.
Lusk and his team evaluated the most important commodities in the state to determine their comparative advantage and what they could do to shore up the resources.
Yeah, we have a rock star in Brett Carver. The other piece of that is we're one of the few remaining public wheat breeding programs, meaning we haven't partnered with some other commercial entity to market those. And that's really a testament to Dr. Carver that he's been able to be innovative enough that he's had that kind of impact. And he's next year will have been at the university for 40 years and really just an incredible asset and an ambassador for both the university but also for the whole agricultural sector in Oklahoma. And I think that's one of the reasons it's time to make these investments, is as we think about who's going to be the next Brett Carver and what's it going to take to attract that kind of talent? We have to start thinking about the future.
Station isn't just important to wheat farmers, but also beef producers in the state.
Yeah, so if you look at the number of wheat acres planted in Oklahoma, at first blush, it looks kind of strange because we only harvest about half of them. And you might think, well, it's all that terrible weather, and sometimes it is the case. But truthfully, about half of wheat goes to grazing out cattle. So if you just look at the dollar value of wheat produced in the state, that dramatically undercounts the economic value of wheat production. And in that wheat breeding program that we have here that Dr. Carver leads, he's not just breeding for higher bushels of wheat that go into grain production, but varieties of wheat that can tolerate being grazed by cattle and are good forage producers too. And that's something that other wheat breeding programs really don't focus on and is unique to Oklahoma. So when you add those two things together, the top commodities in our state, wheat production, beef cattle production, we're right at the heart of that.
To hear the complete conversation between Ron Hayes and Jason Lusk, or for more information on how to give to the Agronomy Discovery Center, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contract, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.